This week on HelpWithMySocialSecurity.com, fraud protection and social security. Hi, my name is Chris Stein. I'm a certified financial planner and a finance instructor at Colorado State University. And welcome to this week on HelpWithMySocialSecurity.com. So just announced by the Social Security Administration, they're going to attempt once again to improve the security of your online Social Security account. For those of you paying attention to Social Security over the past couple of years, you realize that there have been some fraud situations come up where people are essentially using technical means to access your Social Security account and possibly file fraudulent claims. And so they're trying to protect against that and protect people's privacy. And so last year, a year ago in springtime of 2016, they actually tried to improve the security system on their website. And the way they did that is require not just a password that you would normally have, but also have access to a cell phone where you could receive a text message from Social Security when you tried to log in. Within 2 weeks, they had to backtrack on that, though, because there were a lot of seniors that didn't have access to a cell phone, or maybe they had a cell phone but didn't know how to use the text messaging or hadn't signed up for that service. So it made it impractical or even impossible for certain people to utilize that new secure system where they could provide a password and a code that would come to their phone. So they stopped that, and they've been rethinking this process over the last year. Now, I'm a little bit surprised it took them a whole year to come up with this alternative, but the new alternative is going to launch here on June 10th of 2017, so that's just right around the corner. And under the new system, they're going to redeploy what they originally proposed, which is allow people to choose to have a text message sent to their cell phone as a secondary form of authentication. When you receive the code, you type it into the website when you're accessing your My Social Security account. That's what they call it on Social Security. It's called My Social Security. If you haven't signed up for an account already, that's what you should look for. You can go to ssa.gov. That's the main website for Social Security. And on that homepage, there'll be a link to My Social Security account, and that's where you can access this. So once you try to log in via your traditional username and password, they'll send you a text message. So that's just like what they tried a year ago, but what they are adding to that to allow better access to everyone who may not have text messaging as an option, they're going to allow you to choose an email be sent to you that contains the extra code that you have to enter in along with your password to gain access to the account. And since you have to have an email address to set up your access to your My Social Security account online, clearly everyone is going to have access to that. So they are going to redeploy what they call this two-factor authentication, where this second code has to be entered in addition to your password. But they're going to deliver that code one of two ways, either to your cell phone via a text message or via an email to an email address of your choice. You'll have to have access to that. Otherwise, after June 10th, you won't be able to log on, manage, and look at your Social Security record. Now, just for your information, only one email address, one account, one My Social Security account can be attached to any given Social Security number. So by having you have the only keys, the password and this email address that may receive these codes from Social Security, by you having access to that, it prevents someone from fraudulently signing up as if they were you and accessing your Social Security record. So hopefully this will tighten things up a little bit on the security side, make it less likely that there'll be fraudulent activity happening with regard to either your private information that these fraudsters could access on the Social Security site, or even fraudulent claiming activity that could be set up by people pretending to be you. So hopefully this helps out. I think this is overall good news. Increased security for our personnel records at Social Security is a good thing. So have a nice week. We'll be back with you next week with another blog post on HelpWithMySocialSecurity.com.
Are you interested in your own customized Social Security analysis? If so, visit us at HelpWithMySocialSecurity.com. and click the Contact Jim and Chris button. Jim and Chris offer a $75 Social Security optimization analysis that includes a one-hour consultation to discuss the specifics of your Social Security situation. This very affordable offer is for both singles and couples and will provide you the information you need to make an informed decision about claiming your Social Security benefits.
Securities offered through Cambridge Investment Research Incorporated, a broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Cambridge Investment Research Advisors Incorporated, a registered investment advisor. Jim Solnier, LLC, and Cambridge are not affiliated.